Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is one of the biggest losers after the election 2016 is the mainstream media with their fake news and their unacceptance of the election 2016 results. President-elect Donald Trump is doing a thank you tour visiting the states that voted for him. Now, this is unprecedented. Other presidents have never done this. President-elect Trump, to make America great again, issued his plan for the first 100 days in the White House, which I think is excellent. His first 100-day plan is online and can be researched. I would encourage everyone to read this. Since the election 2016, the U.S. dollar is the strongest it has been in 15 years. Yet the mainstream media, the liberal press, asserts that President-elect Trump is inheriting a strong economy from President Obama. Now, if that were true, why did the people of America vote out the existing administration's philosophy? President-elect Trump's future cabinet is extraordinary. The stock market is the highest ever. The Washington Post wrote an article claiming a leaked Intel CIA report ties Russia to Trump, stating, "Intelligence agencies do not have direct evidence relating to Russia hacking the DNC emails, but there is a possibility." The media also asserted that no real evidence of Russian interference has been recorded, that disagreements in the CIA occurred, but no overall agreement. Now I say, what does that mean? How can the media conclude Russian interference? This investigation was leaked, not concluded. We have seen politicized departments in the Obama administration many times. The FBI disagrees with the CIA. The Bureau wants facts and evidence, not just assumptions. But the present Democrats and liberal press are loudly claiming Russia hacked the DNC, Democratic National Committee emails. I conclude this premise is totally ridiculous that the Russians were involved, and that is why the Democrats lost. No, Hillary Clinton was a poor candidate. The WikiLeaks emails revealed that the Democrats had contempt for Catholics, Hispanics, and Jews. The content of these Democratic emails was vulgar. WikiLeaks' Julian Assange claimed he did not get these emails from Russia. And by the way, where is Julian Assange? However, before leaving office, President Obama wants a full election review of Russian interference. He even faults Fox News for the election 2016 results, saying, "Fox is in bars and restaurants and all over the place propagandizing the news." Again, the liberal press and socialistic Democrats are not accepting the election results. They are having a heartburn about President-elect Trump's win and future cabinet. Michael Moore's calling for worldwide disruption and violence on our great country's inauguration day, January 20th. How disrespectful, shame on him. President-elect Trump won because we the people had enough. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.